Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and thanks for listening. It's Hump Day and this is the funnest show of all time.
Hump Day!
And now it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? Hold on a second. I have to find my tag.
Oh, okay.
I'm so lame. I was busy scrambling to get my report and didn't get my tag set up. This Alice Report is brought to you by the Fremont Bank Foundation. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Thank you, Fremont Bank. Okay, so weather-wise, we had some clouds early. Right now, I have a beautiful blue sky with sunshine. Yeah. I'll also see clouds again later, and that's basically the deal. You're going to see mixed clouds with sun breaks and not
partly
bad.
Partly cloudy, I think is what they call that.
And then we'll also see sunshine, like, the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to get better. That's good news.
Things can't only get better.
All right. Here's what's happening. So, Valentine's is around the corner. I also have a couple birthdays this month that I'm getting ready for as well.
Yes, sure.
But Valentine's Day for some people is a big one. Men are going to spend an average of $230. Women spend about $100, but that's the deal as we try to...
Would you say you spend that?
Fulfill our obligations. You know, because I have a birthday on the 11th, for her birthday is on the 11th.
Combine
so
them. Right.
It's I'm not really interested in doing two full-blown celebrations. I'm not, frankly...
You're really not really a celebration kind of guy.
Well, I am not, I don't want to do the Valentine thing. You know, like, we'll do your birthday real good.
Yeah.
And we'll call that, you know,
right,
all of it.
We're a little anti-Valentine's around here just because it seems like you shouldn't have to have a day when you remember the person that you love. You should be doing nice things the whole time.
Right. So, you know, the top person we spend our money on is our partner. But some people get stuff for their friends.
Yeah, I have
or
a friend
kids,
who sends
classmates,
a Valentine's
and teachers.
Card. That's fun. I used to like that when I was a kid, and my kids enjoyed doing that. That was always fun. I got a Valentine from so-and-so. Oh. So exciting. Bryn, are you going to spend it? What do you do? Do you do like a big deal or?
No, we typically don't. We used to just have dinner out, but
that's not happening.
Not going to happen this year.
Right. Part of the reason I do the story is a related story about Valentine's says that there's best and worst states for single people.
Oh, all right.
But there's also best and worst cities. And the best city for Valentine's Day is San Francisco.
Oh,
number one.
What do they rate it by? Like, what is it?
I don't know. They look into probably restaurants is a big part of it.
Right. Yeah.
Which
good
is,
restaurants.
You know, easy to find in San Francisco.
Super romantic. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah. Honolulu, second, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and then San Jose, California.
Mm.
So a couple Bay Area cities at the top for celebrating Valentine's Day. That's nice.
Their tourism boards paid good money to be on that list. That is fantastic.
I guess you're right. And by the way, the top state for single people is Florida, of all places.
Really?
California's in the top 10, but Florida, number one.
I don't understand. Miami is just going off. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand the draw to Florida. I know people will say, it's the weather. It's wonderful. Weather.
That's got to be it. It is. You know, it's there's a lot of nice things about Florida. But, you know, it's hot all the time. It's a nice vacation spot.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple Florida stories, which are part of the reason why I'm not interested in Florida.
Yeah, don't go out to the sticks. Don't go out in the middle of the swamp somewhere, Vin.
A guy in Florida was arrested for marijuana possession and misuse of 911 over the weekend. You know, we've got Florida man or Floridiot. We have these stories that give you this impression of Florida that it's just filled with dum-dums.
Yeah.
This 22-year-old guy named...
They have more than their share, it does seem.
Matthew Leatham from Port Richey, Florida, was arrested over the weekend after he called 911 to try and find a ride home.
Oh.
The cops found weed on him, so he was charged with marijuana possession and misuse of 911, which is not the worst possible crime, considering, you know, Florida man usually does something...
Well, he usually dies, you know. Right. Florida man attempts X and Y happens.
This guy might become the new poster child for Florida man, though, because in his mugshot, Matthew has the state of Florida tattooed between his eyes.
Oh, he's one of those bad choices guys.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I should have gotten from the original story.
Right.
Damn.
So Florida man with Florida, you know, the thing that sticks down that kind of looks like a wiener.
Kind of.
He got that between his eyeballs.
That is...
On the bridge of his nose.
Does he have other facial tattoos, or did he just go with Florida right
there in the middle? I decided not to look him up, but I'm sure our team is hard at work on it.
It's just that one.
Oh, just that one. Just he was just one. Like, I love it so much, I'm going to tell the world by putting it between like my
right
eyes.
Yeah, so it goes like right
How big is
here.
It? Brittany, can you find that? I've got to see the guys. Is it green? Does it
no,
have a palm
black.
Tree sticking? Oh, it's just a black
yeah,
outline
a black.
Or fully black?
No, it's fully black, like colored in.
Is it well done?
Like this. I think it's kind of dumb.
Well,
I mean, obviously, it's right in the guy's middle of
He's
his forehead.
He's got a unibrow.
It makes it look like a unibrow?
Not really.
I love Frida Kahlo and Florida. So, oh, that's different than I thought it would be. The tip ends... The southern tip of Florida ends between his eyebrows. The rest of it is on his forehead.
Yeah.
That.
Goes right over
and
one
at least
eye.
Post Malone has other tattoos on his face, so it kind of
Yeah, balances. It blends in.
Yeah, that just
It's
looks...
very heavily wrecked. It's either, it is either Florida or Icarus in a downstroke. That is a... fine looking young man with Florida on his face. It's like a stamp. It's like someone stamped his head.
He probably lost a bet.
You know what? Let's go with that.
Yeah.
It looks like
he's no
got
one
some...
decides to do that, right?
It looks like the Ash Wednesday schmudge.
If that had well, distinct outlines yeah. and was shaped like Florida.
Yeah, that's a good
yes.
description.
That's Ash Wednesday every day with this guy. Oh,
well,
Lord.
That young man is named Matthew Leatham.
I would cut my kid's head right off if they came home with that on their forehead. And not because it's Florida. Florida's fine. Just don't get it tattooed on your forehead, Riley. What are you thinking?
Well, he loves it. So much. So very much.
Can you imagine your kid walking in the front door? Hey, Mom. You got any food? I've been smoking weed. Oh, have you? Huh. Where else have you been, dear? I went to Tattoos R Us.
Not all Florida people are bad news. The coronavirus pandemic has inspired a Florida dad to compensate for lack of entertainment by building that entertainment in his own backyard. We've heard these stories. In fact,
is it a roller coaster?
It is a roller coaster.
Oh,
it's one of the things he built. Now, we had a story, I think it was in Napa, of a guy who built a roller coaster in the house.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Over the past 11 months, Scott Friga has replaced the woods in his backyard with a basketball court, a gymnasium, and now the most recent request, a 310 feet long roller coaster. He goes, phew, man, I've been really busy.
Damn.
He's been building a lot for the kids. And you know what? I have to give it to him. I have handed my kid the iPad way too many times. That just goes
to show. Does he make the kids help him build it at least? Or is he just this is my way of getting the F out of the house? I'm sorry, hon. I'm busy building a basketball court and a roller coaster.
He says as spaces began closing to the public, he decided to build them himself. When the pandemic came in, they shut the parks down, so I built a basketball court for my son. They started to shut gyms down, so we built a gym. And now the most recent request was a roller coaster. He started about 2 months ago. It took 4 or 5 days to get it done. And he thinks it's better for his kids to be playing in his backyard than looking for things to do elsewhere. And he's not wrong.
No,
I think that's great.
Look, you got to look at this guy, Vinny. He's like, I see his last name, Frigga. We're going with that. It's F-R-I-G-A. Mm-hmm. He's got t-shirts, man. It's Frigga time. It's Frigga time. right on the basketball court, it says Frigga time.
Look at that legit. That is
unbelievable.
Roller coaster.
Frankly, his yard is, I don't know, where did you say in Florida this guy lives? He has quite a backyard. Those are gigantic trees.
Let me see if I have that.
Oh, now his kid puts on the helmet and off she goes. Oh, God, I thought she was going to hit that tree. Well, let's hope that never happens. Damn.
Yeah, anyway, you can see that online if you want to give it a look.
It's all PVC piping and some kind of thing. That's amazing. Look at this guy go. Frigga time.
When it doesn't work out, I don't think he's got anyone to sue but himself. But, you know. Yeah.
He actually looks like one of those. He looks like a retired wrestler. Like he's just sort of rotund and you know, the big mustache and
rotund.
You know, that guy. He's that guy. You've seen him.
Rotund guy. All right.
Yeah.
By the way, I wanted to these are just quickies, but the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain.
Oh, is that happening?
No, it's actually the story is it's been canceled for the second year in a row now due to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that might be something. I know that it became very romantic and it's a big thing, and yet maybe it's time to just phase that out.
Yeah.
Really.
Anytime the word gourd is in the sentence that describes what happened to you, it's just not great. That's bad news always. There's like, come up with something that's good news that the person got gored.
Well,
I mean, unless you're using it as a euphemism for something else.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we've ever used
her.
That. And yeah, it doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, no.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not hot.
Yep. Not hot.
While we're on the subject of quarantine, we've been saying that, you know, a lot of families have come out stronger by this.
Yeah.
You know, you spend more time together and you become more codependent. It's good, right? Yay!
Uh-huh. Yay! Family unity. I can't get enough of you people.
No, I absolutely have noticed. Even my daughter will ask where I'm going.
Oh, how nice.
Like it's her business.
Where are you
now.
Going?
Yeah. Where?
Oh, where are you going? I'm going to get some water out of the kitchen. Oh, great. Bring me some.
So unbelievable. Okay, now my kid's keeping tabs on me because we're supposed to all be in this together. Anyway, one of the things that was asked of people is, would you rather ride out the quarantine with your significant other or your best friend? And
they're
I feel
the
like
same person.
Oh. I feel like that's you just say whoever you're not with because the grass is greener, right?
No, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
All right.
So you really wish you could hang with Billy through all
no,
this?
No, actually, no. I'm not talking about myself. I was just thinking. Although it's funny that you say that. He was talking about his. Well, I can't share this story. Never
share
mind.
It. You have to now. You're this far down the road. Just
he has
do
this
it.
New girlfriend, and he was saying, "I just met my new girlfriend's best friend who doesn't live around here, and when the two of them get together, they're like manic in love with each other." Like, and I go, "Dude, they miss each other. Relax." And he goes, "No, you have to see it. You wouldn't, but like, this is the person I spent all this time with, who's now in some state of mania over. They laugh at each other's jokes when there's no joke. They're like,
could it be that they're absolutely giddy over seeing someone other than their significant
other? Yes,
others?
That's what I was trying to explain to them. But I've had girlfriends that certain people they don't see a lot when they get together. They've missed each other and they're slightly manic with mm-hmm. each other.
Usually that only lasts a few minutes. Like, oh my God, it's so great to see you. Oh, I missed you so much. Oh,
high voices. Oh. You're actually getting it. Yes.
Right. But then you go, okay, what can I get you to drink? You know, like you settle into the visit.
Oh. I don't know. I'm and he's probably exaggerating and I'm sure it's fine, but I've definitely seen that.
One sits in the other's lap and they make out.
I had a girlfriend who saw this one girl and they both all of a sudden weird nicknames come out and I'm watching these two be basically manic with each other, calling each other Kiki and whatever. I'm like,
oh, Shakira. Oh, J-Lo.
What am I? What?
Let's do the old dance from the old times. Kiki. Do you love
Kiki.
Me?
Kiki.
I do love you. I do.
Anyway, nothing wrong with really liking your friends.
It's funny though; the girl's voice is real. Like, even I mean, I feel like I'm just a regular girl, and I see my friends. I'm like, oh, I am one of those girls. It's crazy.
Oh, you go high voice too.
It's so great to see you. Like, it's in me. There it is. There's a psycho bitch in me and the high voice girl. I got it all. I got it all, Vin.
Winner. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Feel free to text us anytime. We love to hear from you guys. 510 says, maybe the Florida man is covering a birthmark.
Or,
I don't see how a birthmark could be worse than what's there.
Yeah, let's go with the birthmark guy. Also, dermatology. I don't know. See if you can.
Florida. Is the number one state for scammers and in the top 10 for sex offenders. Glad I left and never looked back.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if that's true. That's just a texter saying that. The new poster child for stupid is anyone from Portland.
Oh, why from Portland?
I don't know. I actually really think Portland's a cool town.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's great, you know, dumb guy stories coming out of there or not. I'll have to look. 415 says, started Castle Rock last night. Yikes. Maybe not the best to watch before bedtime, but loving it. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, Castle Rock's good. Well,
is it super scary?
Yeah, it's scary. It is scary. It's really creepy. If you love Stephen King, though, it is for you. Every name is a character from another book. It's set in Castle Rock, which the next door town is Jerusalem's Lot, which is Salem's Lot. You know, it's even the casting. It's all little Easter eggs for anybody who's into Henry Deavers is the guy, the main character, which I feel like I've heard that name in something too. I'm not sure where that was from, but doesn't that sound familiar? Henry Deavers.
It's an easy lookup. Hold on.
I think someone was saying. Someone, I mean John. I think John said he might be one of the bullies in the book The Body, which
it
was
says
made into
Stephen
Stand
King
by Me.
Book. It should say Castle Rock. Which book is Henry Deaver? Damn it, man. Give me the answer.
Give me the answer. Whatever. He's a character somewhere. I think he was
they
somewhere.
Say, yeah, it's taken from the fictional world of Stephen King, but they're not saying where.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have time to look that
we
up.
Can't look
but,
it up
our text number again, 800-400-3697. Let me see here. Women spend much more than $100 on Valentine's Day. A Brazilian wax costs $80 to $100. Hair, $100. Nails, $80. I didn't wake up like this. Good point.
His hair doesn't do itself.
No, that's true. And, you know, I really appreciate that. Most women I've hung out with are really good at self-care and they take very good care of themselves. And it's nice.
You're looking at me. What are you looking at me for? Am I the one woman who doesn't?
Do you take care of yourself or not?
No, I don't do that. Please.
You got hairy legs right now?
Yes.
You do not. You do?
I shave everything once a week on Friday because that's my day.
And then the rest of the week, you just let it roll.
Just let it go.
So there's hair sticking out of your leg right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hot, right?
I'm the same way, Sarah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, I always shave, but sometimes if I don't have time, especially my legs. Just let them go.
It's winter. Called winter legs.
It's winter. Yeah. I got pants on.
Yeah.
No one's seeing it. So.
Right. If I were you, I mean, you're not even getting laid regularly. Like, you know, I would have been like, I've got a bushy armpits.
Oh, I always do my armpits no matter what. I'll let my legs go, but my armpits, no, that's got to go.
You got to just,
they're
quick.
Your armpits have to be shaved, but your legs, all that territory can be super hairy.
Yeah. Because the armpits are just a quick little thing. Yeah, the legs,
whisk,
that takes time.
Whisk. Yeah. It does. It's a huge pain in the ass doing your legs. Hey, man, someone was telling me you put,
Hey, man.
A little conditioner. Use conditioner to shave your legs with.
Yes.
Does that work?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to moisturize afterward.
Then you, like, there's all these steps to exfoliate so you don't get the strawberry legs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't like strawberry legs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry legs.
Listen, this will do some secret.
This girl talk?
Talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got a break. We'll be back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.